Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yutes Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simen Reish Nun Beis. Yesterday, we began Sif Hei, and we learned the Mechaber and the first part of the Ramah. In the first part of the Ramah, he said that if you're going to do something on Erev Shabbos that continues into Shabbos, and it's going to make noise, for example, the water-driven millstone, so the first opinion he brought down is that this is permissible. We're not concerned about Hashmoas Kol, what we call Avsha Milsa. However, he then brought down the Yesh Osrim. He brought down an opinion that says if it's going to make noise on Shabbos, people mistakenly may think that you started it on Shabbos, and therefore he brings down the second opinion that says it's Osir, and we concluded with the end of yesterday's share with the statement from the Ramah, Dohachi Nog L'chadchila, that one should conduct himself in this strict fashion unless there are extenuating circumstances. And today we'll learn those extenuating circumstances. So the second line in the Ramah, Miu, however, the Ramah continues and he says, Bimkom Pseida, if there's going to be a large financial loss that you started something on Erev Shabbos and we don't allow you to continue it when it does it by itself on Shabbos, you're not doing anything, but it's just making a lot of noise. For example, the millstone grinding over here. So then in this situation, B'Pseda, if there's a large financial loss, Yesh Laka, one can be lenient and take advantage of the more lenient first opinion that the Ramah brought down. K'moshin is Bar La'el, Sof Simen Reish Dalet. We had a similar idea that was expressed earlier in Simen Reish Mem Dalet, that under extenuating circumstances of financial loss, you can take advantage of the more lenient Shita. In Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Tes, he writes, Hatam, the reasoning is, the Yoz Yochel Lismocha De'a Rishona Shemaikeles Litein Mibod Yom. In this situation where there's a significant financial loss, you can rely upon the lenient Shita. As I said, however, Abba B'Shabbos itself also litain afilo ideinu Yehudi. But on Shabbos to start this, that would be forbidden, even if a non-Jewish person was instructed to start it on your behalf. Vafilu sriro, and if even he's your hired hand, you're not allowed to have him start it on your behalf. And we learn these halachas ein leel b'simin reish mem gimel b'mishnah berurah sivkot yud, that in this situation, diyaseh shtar mechira lein Yehudi, if you know that this is going to come up and there'll be no alternative, then you can sell the non-Jewish person all of your item over here before Shabbos, and this way, du mochulo al Shabbos. And it's considered belonging to the non-Jewish person on Shabbos, and in that way it may be permissible. Ramah continues and he writes, Umutu lahamid kli mishkoles. You're allowed to go and have a certain type of utensil that is basically a balance and weights inside of it, shekorin zeger. In other words, a clock. You're allowed to use a clock that has a physical, mechanical mechanism inside of it, and to start that on Erev Shabbos, you can use this and set it on Erev Shabbos, even though afa pi shemashmiya kol lodiyah shos b'Shabbos, even though the cuckoo clock is going to come out of it every hour on the hour and make a ringing noise, or make some sort of a clucking noise. That's permissible, even though this is avshu milsa, even though this is hashmoas kol, the Ramah says this is permissible. Why? Ki akol yodim, because everybody knows, shedarkun lamido meyesmo, that you definitely started this clock on Erev Shabbos. It's not like you turned it on Shabbos, and everybody knows this. And this is brought down the name of the Tur and the Augur, and he says as well, further details of Hashmoa Kol can be found in Ayin Lekamen and Simen Shin Lamed Ches, where there's an entire Simen on Hashmoas Kol. This idea that everybody knows that it was started on Erev Shabbos is a heter that sometimes can be used and sometimes it cannot be used. Rav Moshe Zatzal, we brought down in an earlier shir, said that you wouldn't have theoretically been allowed to use a Shabbos timer to set an electric light, except nowadays everybody knows that that was done that way, and it doesn't have a maris ayin, the fact that a light suddenly goes on in your house, a passerby see a light going on in your house on Shabbos, everyone knows it's a timer. But there are other things where we don't apply that reasoning. And certainly when there's avsha milsa, when there's noise to it, that can be very problematic, and certainly Rav Moshe, we brought down previously, was very strict about this. In any event, let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside now in Sivkot Nun. He writes, V'lo yachshedu she'emido b'Shabbos. In a situation where everybody knows that this is the type of thing, like a Shabbos clock, that it was set before Shabbos, and when it goes on Shabbos, everybody knows that this is done on Erev Shabbos, so he says nobody's going to suspect you in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'nei muchach kan da'osro lamido b'Shabbos. But you see clearly over here that you would not be allowed to set this clock on Shabbos itself. And even Vafil Loma Leinu Yehudi Lamido B'Shabbos, and even to have a non-Jewish person be instructed to start this clock on Shabbos itself, the Kavanah Sol Shei Mitzvah, and even if you're doing this, so you'll have a clock and know what time Mincha is, you know what time the Shir is, late is my Kriyat Shema Tefila, or to know when is Davening time, when is Kriyat Shema time, when is Tefila time, Gam Kein Tzarich Iyun. Even over here, the Mishnah Berurah says he's not sure that that's permissible, even l'dvar mitzvah, because the Avshar, the Yesh bo melacha dvar Torah. Because here it's not just the shvus, amir liyakim, for something that's a derabbanan, which may be permissible, b'mokum mitzvah, shvus, the shvus b'mokum mitzvah is permissible, but here, this may be actually an iso daraisa, the Mishnah Berurah says. V'lohutar ayideh einu yehudi, afilu b'mokum mitzvah, and this shvus, the shvus over here, is not permissible when it's dealing with a din daraisa. It's not shvus, the shvus in this situation. The amir liyakim is one shvus, but if the second part is not a derabbanan, it's a daraisa, so then that's not permissible in the setting of a mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Prima Gadim has an arichas on this, ayin sham, shericha od. He has a further discussion on this. He then adds, as well, v'ayin lekamen b'simin shimon lamed ches, b'mishnah Berurah, go look in that simon that deals with Hashmos kol, shin lamed ches, ma shenichtov zeh, what I in the Mishnah Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim is saying, will write over there. Dishifut number 28 brings down, what about to set an alarm on Erev Shabbos that will ring on Shabbos? So he brings down from Moshe, finds his atzal in the Igros Moshe, Shem nishma hatziltzul michutz lecheder. If the alarm can be heard outside the room that you're sleeping in other words, people in the other adjacent rooms will be able to hear it. Hadavar asu mishum avshe milsa. Rav Moshe says that it's forbidden because of this concept of avshe milsa. As I said, Rav Moshe is very machmir in this category, and he says kiven should be mos hachol regilim lechavano belayla sheitzalz of a boker. Since he says the normal thing is that people before they go to sleep at night they set their alarm for the following morning. So too over here, when people hear this going off on Shabbos, they may unfortunately think that you set it on Friday night after Shabbos had started. That's the more machmir opinion of Rav Moshe. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that ain isu bedover. He brings this down in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. It's quoted by Rav Neuwirth Zatzal that it is not osur. Dishavut number 29 brings down, what about actually setting the alarm on Shabbos itself? He brings down from the Shelos Tshuvos Or Letzion that this is actually permissible. Why? Kiven sheina pamu mashmiya kol miyad. When you set the ringer to go off, again, it's a mechanical ringer. There's no electricity over here. So when you set the mechanical ringer to go off, so it doesn't go off right away now. It's going to go off 3 hours later, 5 hours later, whenever you set it for. So he says, this is only now called a groma in regards to an issa derabbanan of hashmoas kol. And therefore, he in fact permits it. And this seems to be as well the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, who says that ein bekach isu mishum av shemilsa. However, the Chazon Ish, Paskin L'chumra, he says, also, liftoch b'Shabbos es nitzeres hashon k'deshi yitzalsa. You can't set the alarm on Shabbos, that it will go off later on Shabbos, albeit, in the Sefer Oz Nidbru, he says that it's not clear that the Chazon Ish, in fact, Paskin that way. That's when it's a mechanical, non-electrical, non-battery-powered alarm clock. However, in regards to a battery-powered alarm clock, Rav Yashiv Zatzal said that it's forbidden to do that, because when you're turning on the alarm over here, you're actually doing something electronically that is an isser. Likewise, to turn off the alarm before it goes off, Rav Yashiv also says that it's isser, again, because you're doing things electronically over here, albeit through a battery, that are potentially isser. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, she'ein b'kach binyan ustira, that setting the alarm or turning off the alarm doesn't involve building an electrical circuit or destroying an electrical circuit. The only problem is chashash hashmoas kol. The only problem is over here with hashmoas kol, av shemilsa, and therefore he says, letzorech mitzvah, it would be permissible. Somebody needs to wake up for a shir, and there's only a battery-powered clock over here, and certainly a mechanical clock. He says it's okay. And he says, only according to the Chazon Ish, who says that battery power is an Isser of Binyan, would it be also to do so. But others who don't hold that you're creating a circuit over here and you have an Isser Derais of Binyan would permit it. And he says there's no problem potentially of Av Shemilsa over here because most people know that the alarm clock is set before Shabbos, so they won't necessarily be choshed that you did something wrong over here on Shabbos, and therefore they'll dan you lekav sechus shlo kiven es hashom b'Shabbos elarach shichrer sanitzara. They won't think that you actually set the entire clock on Shabbos, but they'll only think that you set the alarm, which would be permissible. Finally, the issue for number 30 brings down that in regards to setting the clock on Shabbos via non-Jew, which the Mishnah Berurah said he's concerned it may be a Issa Daraisa, so the Shaar Tzion brings down in the name of the Chayei Adam that one should not do this even via a non-Jewish person, even Lidvar Mitzvah. The reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah says over there in Sikkot and Tesvav, in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, that it is in fact Tikkun Mona, which is an Issa Daraisa of fixing or finalizing the building of a utensil. Finally, later in this footnote, number 30, so the Dirshu footnote brings down, what about using a sand glass, a timer that has sand? When you flip it over from one side to the other, the sand runs out through the timer. So the Prima Gadim says to flip this on Shabbos is actually permissible because you're not doing anything. All it is that the sand's going down and now it's going up the other side and coming down one side. Even though this is a klisha malachta l'isser, it's normally used for something that would not be permissible. For example, cooking, you need to know it's 3 minutes to heat up an egg. So even though it's normally used l'isser, but if you now need it for something that is permissible, so then it has the din of tiltul on a klisha malachta l'isser, l'tzorich gufo is permissible. If you didn't understand this fully, mitzvah Hashem, we will discuss these halachos of when you're allowed to touch or utilize a kli that is normally done for forbidden purposes. For example, a hammer is allowed to be used to crack open a walnut. That's a classical example of a kli shemalachta l'isser. Normally the hammer is used for issa purposes of banging in nails, but if you needed to open up a walnut, it would be permissible. Same thing over here. Even though this timer, this egg timer, the sand timer over here, the sand glass, is normally used for isser, but here you need it for heter, so it is permissible. Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, Lo yetzi odem Erev Shabbos, somel l'chashecha. A person is not allowed to go out of his house on Erev Shabbos, somel l'chashecha. What does that mean, close to darkness? So the Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku, somel l'chashecha, says, look in the Prima Gadim, who says this means about a half an hour before it is Bein HaShmashos, before it's the twilight period of time. He brings out a Yerushalmi that says this actually means somel l'mincha ketana. However, most poskim don't hold like this, with the exception of the Rabbeinu Chananel. However, certainly one should at least be machmel like the Prima Gadim a half an hour before the Shkia, and that in fact is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, that it certainly doesn't mean right im Shkia Sachama. In any event, we're concerned about here a person carrying something with him right Erev Shabbos and carrying it and continue to carrying it on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, don't do this right before Shabbos. Don't leave your house carrying something. For example, don't leave your house right before Shabbos starts b'machto with a needle, b'yado, in your hand, v'lo b'kumaso, not with a quill or a pen in your hand, because you may forget, you're so used to carrying them, so shemo yishkach v'yotzi, you're going to go carry it out, and before you know it, you're carrying on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Aleph explains, v'vadin kisha ochez shorcheivetz b'yado. It's not specifically only here, this needle, but it would be holding anything in your hand. And the issue number 31 says, dvarim she'ein regilos la'achazom b'yad, the whole shot, something that you're not used to carrying in your hand at all times, so then the Teferis Yisrael in the Mishnayis and Shabbos tells us, shemutu lotzeis behem somach l'chashecha. That can be paradoxically carried out Erev Shabbos, because Chazal were not concerned that you're going to forget about this, because it's not something that you normally carry. As opposed to a tailor who carries normally a needle with him, is going to forget that he's carrying the needle with him. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Beis, b'yado, you're not allowed to carry it in your hand. And he says that it's not only your hand, v'adin kisheish lo sharchev, it's munach lo b'kiso, or anything else in your pocket as well. The derech otzohi v'chai b'shabbos, any way that's considered carrying in your hand or in your pocket is also to carry it on Shabbos, and if this is the normal way you do it, you're going to forget maybe that you have it, and you're going to chas v'shalom be over carrying on Shabbos. And therefore, v'asru lotzeis bo mi beis, so somel chashecho. Therefore, the rabbis prohibited you from leaving your house with this right before it gets dark, right before Shabbos starts. Shema yishkach v'yotzi mishitachshav, because you're going to forget it and keep on carrying it, or you'll carry it dal adamos v'shus harab. The Shavur says, however, but you are allowed to leave your house and go into Rishus HaRabim Erev Shabbos before it gets dark with a needle that is attached to your clothing. Assuming that that's not the normal way that one carries it on a weekday, or any other unusual way of carrying, because in this situation, you would be potter for carrying it on Shabbos, because that's not the normal way it's carried. So it's not an issa deraisa to carry something in an abnormal way. Only a normal way of carrying it on Shabbos is an issa deraisa, as we learn, kimbur l'kamen b'simin shenalef. So therefore, over here, it's only a din derabanan. And if the rabbi said, don't go out with it on Erev Shabbos, it would be a gzeira l'gzeira. Don't do this on Erev Shabbos, so you don't do another din derabanan on Shabbos. V'yavshal kol panim midrabanan also, even though it's also to carry it in this way on Shabbos, lo gozru chazal gzeira l'gzeira. As I just mentioned, this would be a gzeira l'gzeira, which we don't do. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ulufize, Hoidna, nowadays, the Lekka, Rishus HaRabim, Melech Karmelis, nowadays, in almost most places, with the exception maybe of big, big cities, you don't have a public Rishus HaRabim. You actually only have what's an area called the Karmelis, which basically is not a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim. It may not be a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid, Midrabanan, but it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, Shari, Lotzeis Bechevitz, Shebiyadu, Somel Chashecha. One is permitted to go out carrying something right before Shabbos starts, Hainu Kodim Shkia, before the Shkia, because if you were to carry on Shabbos, it would only be an Issa d'Rabbanan. So we don't enact the Gzeira to prevent you from doing an Issa d'Rabbanan. The law of the Gzeira l'Gzeira. And this is brought down the name of the Mogen Avram. And therefore, today, therefore, people are not careful about this then, because the rabbis would never go there, really, this situation. However, the Shavur says, Miu, according to Ladas Harbi Poskim, which is including the Mechaber, a Mechaber Miklolim, Gabbis Manaze Iker Rishus Rabbim, there are those that say that we do have a Rishus Rabbim. Whether Manhattan, for example, or parts of Brooklyn are Rishus Rabbim is a very controversial area. And many would say that they are a Rishus Rabbim. Kemosha Muchach Basimon Shimon Hay, as is going to be discussed when we reach those halachos in Shimon Hay. So therefore, this would be a problem. And furthermore, the Vilna Gaon says it's even also, even if it's a Carmelist. So therefore, one should be careful with some of these things. Certainly, if it's a potential Rishus HaRabim, one should certainly be careful as well. Sivkot Nud Gimel, because Shema Yishkach V'yotzi, because you may forget about it and carry it out. And therefore, Hainu Shiyishkach V'yotzi Yisachefis Mishetekshach Mishus HaRishus. You may go carry it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid, or Oyavi Reno Dalet Amos Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim. You may come to carry it for Amos in the Rishus HaRabim, both of which would be in Issa Doraisa. Mechaber continues, he says, however, but if you're wearing tefillin, you can go out on Erev Shabbos. We're not concerned that you forget about your tefillin, because as we'll see in Sivkot Nun Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, wrote Salomar, betfillin shebarosh. We're talking here about the tefillin in your head, on your shorosh. Because in this situation, lo gazrinan, the rabbis didn't have to make a zera shema yishkach milasalko machshechashecha, that maybe you'll forget to take them off and then you'll be carrying it on your head on Shabbos. Be'itzorich oz lifonos v'yisir miyal, that's when you'll forget and you'll take them off on Shabbos. Be'itzorim arba amos v'shus haram, you'll carry them. We're not concerned about this. K'mosh ha'kos of simen shenal of siv zayin, l'fi shemistoma enan shochicham b'rosha, because people never forget about the tefillin on their head, because mitzvah l'miyashmesh b'hem, there's always a mitzvah to go and touch them and be aware of them. Let it forget that you're wearing your tefillin, so therefore the rabbis weren't concerned that you'll forget about it. You'll wear it on Shabbos, you'll take it off on Shabbos because you don't wear your tefillin on Shabbos, and you'll carry. However, but if you're carrying your tefillin in your hand, then also you shouldn't carry them out Erev Shabbos, just like you're not allowed to carry anything else according to the Mechaber. Because you're going to forget that you're carrying them, and all of a sudden, before you know it, you'll forget. You'll either carry it from one Rishus into another Rishus because you forgot you're carrying it, or you'll carry it Dalet Amos Rishus Arabim, and you'll be over in Isser. Therefore, don't do this. Sif Zayin. The Mechaber says, Mitzvah l'mashmish odim b'kelo b'erev Shabbos somel chashecha. A person should check his clothing on Erev Shabbos right before it gets dark, right before it becomes Shabbos. Shlo yei dov bohem dov she'osu lo tzeis b'Shabbos. To make sure you have nothing carrying in your pockets that you forgot about. Oh, I forgot my hanky in my pocket. Oh, I forgot some coins in my pocket. So a person should always check his pockets. We say this in B'mem Adlikin. A person should always check himself before he leaves his house on Erev Shabbos to make sure he's not carrying something, assuming, of course, there is no Erev. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Hei explains, Bekelev means bibegadav, in its clothing. Bekol mokum shedarku l'shtamishbo. In any way that you normally would carry, one should be careful not to do this on Erev Shabbos. For example, gom bekisin hatfurlo, in his pockets. V'yaf b'chaguru, or in a belt that has a special place that you can put something inside of it. B'mokum shaminog l'anicho b'socha chafetza. For example, you have a fanny pack or something like that, and you have some sort of a container inside a belt around your waist, so you shouldn't put things in there. You should check to make sure you have nothing in there when you go out on Erev Shabbos. Because you may come to carry it then inside this pocket or inside this money belt or this belt with a container inside of it on Shabbos. Alternatively, you also have to be concerned, maybe there's something muktzah inside over there, which even if it wasn't a problem with carrying, is a problem with your taking muktzah around. Mishnah Berurah of Kotten and Vav on Erev Shabbos. Nira Duhu Adim B'Shabbos. You likewise have the same concern on Shabbos itself. In Merotz Lotze is Chutz L'Erev. If a person wants to go outside the Erev, V'Uragil Loseis B'Kisu Dover Amutal Taltil. He's in his house or in the way to Shul in the Erev. He's always carrying a kerchief or he's carrying something, a sitter. So therefore, Tzorich L'Mashmish Mitchila. Before you leave the Erev, you should be very careful to check your pockets to make sure you're not carrying something by accident. Dishavu number 32 says the same thing applies to a woman as well. The Kapachayim brings down the name of the Rokeach, that a woman likewise should go and check the places that she normally might carry something, similar to the din that a man has to check his pockets. A woman would have to check her kerchief or whatever she might carry something in. Dishavu number 33 says we do not have to be concerned about little crumbs or little pieces of dirt in your pocket, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. In Tzorich L'Nakos, you don't have to get out every little piece of lint or dust or dirt in your pockets, that even if you're carrying in a place without an air, that's considered batel to your body. What about if you have something stuck in your teeth? So if it's not something that you're really makpid about, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman says it's also mutter, you don't have to be crazy about it. However, others disagree and say if it's something that you're really going to be bothered by, and you certainly wouldn't want to be seen like this, so he brings down from Dayan Weiss, that's all in the Minchas Yitzchak, Shenochel Lizor B'zeh B'mokum Shavshu, you should try to clean your teeth out as much as possible, because you wouldn't want to be seen with something like this on Shabbos, so therefore it's considered like you're carrying it. Finally, the Yeshiva number 34 brings down from the Vilna Gaon Zatzal in the Shulchan Aruch Harav that it's forbidden for a person to put things into his pocket on Shabbos, even in his house, because you may forget about them and you carry them out. So therefore, you can put it in your hand, that's not a problem, but in your pocket it's a problem. However, the Tilul LeDavid disagrees and says, Shelo chivu chachamim l'mashmish b'kisov. You don't have to worry about having something in your pocket unless you know that you're going to go outside the Erev, and then you have to go and check yourself. Halacha Maisa, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Paskins over here, that if you're concerned about a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, so then you should be careful about this. But if it's only going into a place where it's a Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanon, or an Itzah D'Rabbanon, then one does not have to be careful. That concludes Siman Reish Nun Beis and today's Shir.